family, welcome, welcome, welcome to a new episode of Underline, where we bring your fave celebs and we ask them 10 fun questions. This is Andiswa, and this week I am joined by a talented musician. He's a rapper, he's a producer. His name is AB Crazy. Let us chat to him. Hi, AB Crazy.
Hi, what's up? I'm great, thanks.
Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Underline. I hope you are good to go for your first question.
I'm chilled. I'm ready. Let's do this.
All right. Cool stuff. So the first one must be easy for you. You're a musician. If you had a soundtrack of two songs right now, what would they be?
Yeah. Okay, the first one would be Koi Liray, No More Parties, the remix. The second one would be Drake, God's Plan.
Okay. What's something your followers would not know about you?
Oh, that is nothing crazy about me except, music. Because when I meet people, they're always like, but you seem chilled. And I'm like, yeah, because they're thinking if you AB Crazy, it means people might be those crazy. But no, the only thing crazy about me is the music. When people say, ah, this guy's crazy, they're actually referring to the beat and the music.
Okay. Describe yourself in a hashtag.
The coolest in the city.
Okay, yeah. I love that. And what are the three words that describe you?
I'm cool, calm, and collected. Yeah.
That's an easy but smart one, hey? Okay. And what's the best piece of advice you've received and given to people?
I think the piece of advice is that nobody really knows, so you make what you will with this life, you decide what you want to make this life with, nobody really knows what's going on, everything is just an opinion, but you decide what you want to make this life.
That is absolutely correct. And what's the weirdest thing a fan has ever done for you or to you?
I was at a gig and some guy tried to give me his watch. It was a digital watch. It was like a fake a G-Shock, and I had my real G-Shock. So like he kept on trying to give it to me, and I'm like, no, okay. So that was kind of weird. Yeah.
I say, man. Okay.
Yeah.
And if you have a full day off, no responsibilities, what would you do?
No responsibility. I think a day off with no responsibility, I think thinking is also a responsibility, takes a lot of energy. So I'd rather I can spend that sleeping, because then I'm definitely not doing anything. And I'm sure I'm not doing anything but dreaming. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And if you could choose a superpower, what would it be?
I'd like to see into the future. Like, I know it's interesting to not know what the future holds, but the anxiety can be
that's true.
So if I had that superpower to see and look into the future, then at least I think it would calm me down. But life is interesting that way. Not knowing is what makes life interesting, but the anxiety can also be hectic, not knowing where you end up, whether you're the business venture you started to work out. So I would like to, if I had a superpower, looking into the future would work.
And what has been your best or worst date?
Most of my dates have been the best. I think only had like one date that was like the worst, where you meet someone online and they're bubbly online and she was nice online. I like the things she posts and she tweets and she, like even when we got on WhatsApp, she would post certain things that made her really seem interesting, until we got on the date and she was just boring and realizing sitting there that no, this is not for me.
So
I had to force things. I got the bill quickly and I was like, I really need to get this done. Let me drop you off and then we can do this again.
Wow.
And I just had to, it was the worst. So I learned not to just take things at, you know, face value, especially online stuff. Mm-hmm. It's not just about products. Even people who show up differently.
This is the last one. What is the most worn thing in your wardrobe and your most expensive piece of clothing?
This hoodie, my pony hoodie, it's a pink hoodie I like. I think that's the most worn thing. Like, I wear it all the time. I'm in a very, like, this is a cold area, so I always wear it whenever I step outside. So I wear that a lot. And I think the most expensive is my last Gucci sneakers. It's the Gucci Ace Loft that I bought. It's 9.7K, So that's the most expensive item I think I have.
Okay. And that is it. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for chatting to us. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Bye.
Cool.
Shout out to AB Crazy for chatting to us. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And I hope you guys will join us again next week when we speak to another one of your favorite celebs. For now, it's bye.